This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. I imagine a lot of people groggy on this Friday morning. If you tried to stay up for the Phillies and the Braves, you didn't miss anything if you didn't. I fell asleep. I was listening back to Scott and Stock this morning on the call to see how that thing finished. But the Phillies losing on the home run in the 11th inning there. So Phillies go down. They lose 2-3 in Atlanta to St. Louis tonight. We got a lot to talk about in the midday show. Of course, check it out on YouTube. Everything on WIP live on YouTube, Monday to Friday, 6 to 6 p. But we're getting really close now. NFL draft, our daily mock at 1 o'clock. We'll do some, you know, bigger picture draft stuff over the next 2 weeks here with the Philadelphia Eagles. But I was thinking about this today, just as I really start to kind of dive in to these NFL draft prospects. You know, we're going to do the full first round show from, you know, from the link in a couple weeks, and you know that's not just for the Eagles. I mean, they have a 30-second pick, so we're going to spend all night talk about these first-round players. So I start really diving in and doing, you know, the bulk of my homework on the background of these players, who they really remind me of, watching some clips and all that. I mean, I know a lot of them from the last few college football seasons, you know, the big colleges, big names, all that kind of stuff. But the ones I don't, you know, kind of hone it in on a little bit. And what really struck me the more that I kind of hone in and look at this class is how much I love these tight ends. This is a big-time tight end class, and it's an intriguing tight end class for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I'm just going to focus here on the three guys that are going to go in the first round, but I think we'll end up in the first round. Two look like locks, and I think the third could be there. And I think the Eagles, you know, the Eagles should have tight end on their mind with their first pick in the NFL draft this year. The Dallas Goedert situation, as much as it frustrates me, I recognize where this is going. They're going to move off of Dallas Goedert. They're going to get rid of him, whether it's a trade or it is a cut or it ends up like the Ertz in 2021 situation, which this is reminding me of a little bit, where they eventually dump him. Maybe they awkward their way through the training camp thing and he comes back because they don't have a taker. But like Dallas Goedert's not going to be here for very long. This is a matter of time now. It's a matter of probably months, not years. Days, not weeks. You know, it's one of those kind of things where they're going to move off Dallas Goedert. The tea leaves are clearly, it's not hard to read those things. So the way I view it is the Eagles need to find their next tight end. Now, unfortunately, just the way the last couple drafts broke, and you can't complain, Eagles have been drafting incredibly well. And it's a big part of the reason why they won the Super Bowl last year. Look what they got out of Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. But they haven't been able to find the true replacement and had him ready to go the way they had got it ready to go when they moved off of Earth, when they had Earths ready to go when they moved off of Selleck. They, that transition period really didn't happen. I don't believe that's Calcaterra. Some people may like him more than I do. I actually think he's a good second tight end. He had over 12 yards of catch last year. I thought Calcaterra made some plays when given a chance, but I'm not comfortable rolling into a season with Calcaterra as my number one tight end. So I look to this NFL draft, and there's three guys. And I'm going to give you comps that I have just from watching them play. One of them I saw a good amount in college. You probably know already. I'm talking about Tyler Warren from Penn State with big games with Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, the game again, the playoff game, Big Ten title game against Oregon. I'm going to watch a lot of Penn State the last couple of years, and especially last year when Warren really became a big-time player. And so Warren, Colston Loveland out of Michigan, my son has become a Michigan fan. He wants to go there one day. He's 10 now, and kind of just morphed. I think it happened 2 years ago when they won the title. But I've ended up with him on Saturdays in the fall watching a lot of Michigan football. Colston Loveland is a really, really good football player. And then a guy that I think is going to sneak in the end of the first round, and you're seeing him in more of these mocks right around the end, is Mason Taylor, the tight end from LSU. So let's dive into those three. I'm really intrigued by this draft class for the tight end, especially for the Eagles in the first round. If one or two of the top guys fall and go later than anticipated, I'd be all over a trade-up to get one of these players. And I think Mason Taylor could be there for the Eagles at 32. So let's go, and we'll go in order of how I'd rank them 1, 2, 3. But I don't think there's a huge separation. I would say Tyler Warren is the best tight end, and I'd say Mason Taylor is the third best tight end. But I think there are three legitimate first-round tight ends in the 2025 NFL draft. We start with Tyler Warren out of Penn State. The guy's a star. I mean, the guy is a star player. But he plays, and then there's been some comps to George Kittle. I see a guy who was an Eagles rival and came in the NFL and had an instant impact. What was that, 02, I think it was? We're going back some time now. But he reminds me playing style of Jeremy Shockey, the way he goes up for the football, attacks the football, and plays with a relentless energy. He's like a pit bull in a tight end's body. I mean, Warren plays with his hair on fire the way Shockey did. Now, Shockey burnt out. Shockey had other issues off the field. Wasn't maybe the hardest worker when he was a young guy. But he did help the Saints win that Super Bowl with Breeze in 09 and scored there. So Shockey was a good player. And he gave, him and Dawkins had battles. I remember those they had battles over the middle back in the day. And I think Warren could have an instant impact on his team the way Shockey had with the Giants back in 02. And I look at some, I don't know where he's going to go. Maybe New Orleans at 9. Maybe the Bears at 10. Maybe, I know the Jets have a lot of issues, but the Jets, he could help the Jets. I mean, Tyler Warren could be a good player for the Jets and a safety valve for Justin Fields. And I think his personality in the blocking game could help them too as they become a more run-based team with Fields. But Tyler Warren is a big-time player. And if he gets out of the top 10, I'm already starting to monitor. I don't think there's any chance he's getting past the Colts at 14. That feels like the spot for Tyler Warren as they try to take the next step. And I think, Daniel Jones coming off the injury, maybe resurrected a little bit by Steichen. My job's on the line season for Anthony Richardson, plus the talent with what they have in the backfield with Jonathan Taylor, some good young receivers. I think the Colts could be interesting next season if they get a guy like Tyler Warren. Whoever gets him, I think is going to have a big boost day one. I'm a huge fan of Tyler Warren. I thought he was just at times unstoppable in the college football playoff and the Big Ten title game. Allard or Warren was a fun combination in college football. I like Tyler Warren. Second one. So my comp for Tyler Warren is Jeremy Shockey. My comp for Colston Loveland out of Michigan, the guy I've probably seen him the most, just because, like I said, my son has become a Michigan fan. I have a Michigan hoodie. You might see me wear it on YouTube sometimes. I think we're going to surprise him and take him to a game at the Big House next year. So I'm excited for that. But Colston Loveland is a really good football player. Now, he's a little different physically. Now, he'll block, and he'll get in there. I mean, you have to if you're playing for Jim Harbaugh. And he did 2 years ago when they won a championship. But he's really tall, lanky. I think he could put on weight if he wants to. He could probably play at this size if he wants to as well. I think the weight will help with his blocking. Loveland strikes me as someone that's going to go after Warren. And I think the question's going to be, which AFC West coach wants him more? And will someone trade up for him? Because you have Sean Payton, who's spoken all offseason about needing, you know, kind of a joker on the offense and needing a guy that could really create mismatches on the offense to help out Bo Nix and help out his passing attack. And I think back to when Sean Payton had Jimmy Graham in New Orleans, and that's who Colston Love reminds me of. He's 6'6". Jimmy Graham was about 6'7". Graham probably played at 260. Loveland's probably 248, 250. He could put on 10 pounds in his NFL career. I see a lot of Jimmy Graham when I watch Colston Loveland play. I think Sean Payton's going to end up with him. But if he doesn't and he gets past the Broncos, then that's where I'm looking towards Jim Harbaugh to bring in his Michigan guy. And you go back to the playoff game last year where Justin Herbert really struggled and had a terrible game. And now people don't think Justin Herbert's good. He's obviously a good quarterback. But one of those picks, I believe, was off the fingertips of Will Dissly, the tight end. I mean, it's hard to go into battle in the postseason when you're facing big-time defenses, big-time defensive coaches like a D'Amico Ryans on the road, or you got to go, you know, throw for throw with a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes or, you know, whoever you're going, Lamar Jackson, the AFC, and you're going in with Will Dissly as your tight end. Not to knock Will Dissly. He just ain't that guy. And Colston Loveland could be that guy. So I think Loveland's going to end up going to either Denver or the Los Angeles Chargers there because Harbaugh needs that player. But Sean Payton has been outward that he's going to get that player. They need that joker in the offense. And Loveland, who reminds me of Jimmy Graham, could be that joker. Now, Warren and Loveland, probably not available to the Eagles. Could one fall? Could both fall? Maybe. Could the Eagles trade up if they love Loveland, you know, in the 25 range if he gets past Harbaugh? Maybe. It's certainly possible. Could he jump Harbaugh? Maybe. I mean, if they really love the player and they want to go get a tight end. But the guy that I have now circled is the son of Jason Taylor. Yes, the former great Miami Dolphin pass rusher, Jason Taylor. His son, Mason Taylor, from LSU. I mean, you look at some of the clips, and it looks like a spitting image, athletically, of a young Zach Ertz. The way he runs, the way he runs a route, the way he comes off the football, the way he catches the football, how he runs after the catch. There's a lot of young Zach Ertz in Mason Taylor. Now, is he the best blocker? No, he's not. He's not at the point of attack, that kind of blocker. And I think he has to get better at that. Otherwise, he will not be a superstar tight end. He'll just be a good tight end. You know, I look at him as like his floor or what he – if he doesn't really improve as a blocker, he becomes Evan Engram, who's had a nice career. And Evan Engram actually just signed with the Denver Broncos. So the Broncos could have Loveland and Engram as a two tight end set and you know, really give defenses problems there. But Engram really never established himself as a blocker. He's almost been like a half a wide receiver, and that's why I think he's bounced around. He had one great year with the Jaguars, 100 catches. He was okay with the Giants, probably not worth that pick. But that I view Taylor as if he doesn't really put the work in, he becomes Engram. That's still a good career. He puts the work in, he becomes Zach Ertz. And we're talking about a guy that will, you know, could end up with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of catches in the NFL the way Ertz is like, what, top five of all time? In tight end catches, Mason Taylor checks a lot of boxes for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think the Eagles, as they transition past the Dallas Goedert era, could assimilate Mason Taylor in this. Don't have to rush him on the field. Don't have to put him on the field in heavy packages because you have Calcaterra still on the roster. And I think because the Eagles have a lot of, let's call it, uncertainty at the number three wide receiver position. It'll probably be Jahan Dotson, but it's not like a locked in, you know, he's our three. You know, Mason Taylor could flex out and play some wide receiver. So you want a big number three in certain sets instead of the just what you had with Dotson last year. You could flex Taylor out. I think that's a real possibility. And although I've been steadfastly against a wide receiver at 32, I would not be steadfastly against a tight end at 32. It is a need. It is an important position. And unlike wide receiver, where you have two star players, you know, if we assume, and as we've done for this episode, and just in general, as Eagles fans, we're assuming Dallas Goedert's gone, the Eagles have a huge hole at tight end. It is a short-term need. It is a long-term need. And this kid could play. Again, the comp I have in my mind as I watch him is Zach Ertz. I see Zach Ertz. Now, where do I think Mason Taylor is going to go? I do think Mason Taylor is going to go around the end of the first round, beginning of second round. My concern with the Eagles potentially getting him, is that the Commanders give Jaden Daniels another weapon, and they draft the next Ertz while they still have Ertz. Now, the Commanders did draft Ben Sinnott, who I was high on last year coming out of Kansas State. He really didn't do much. I don't know why. I don't know what happened, because I think he could play, and I'm not totally giving up on him, and I doubt the Commanders are either. So are they going to spend another first or second round pick on a tight end after bringing back Ertz and drafting one last year? I'm going to guess no, unless they just, you know, there's an LSU connection with Daniels and he loves Taylor. Maybe. But I think that's a wild card. I doubt, because of the investments and resources they put at tight end, they're going to do that. I hope he doesn't go there, because I think he'd be really good in Cliff Kingsbury's offense and really good with Jaden Daniels. But if he gets past them, I think the Eagles have a really good chance to draft him. Another place he could go, as Travis Kelce gets towards the end of his career, is Kansas City. Now, I think Andy could do a lot with Mason Taylor, and he could be a huge weapon for Mahomes as the years go on. Imagine Mahomes a year or two from now has a developed Mason Taylor, has a fully developed Rashee Rice coming back from injury, and hopefully, you know, staying out of trouble, and a fully developed
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, the kid they took last year that tore the touchdown against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's Xavier Worthy. That's a lot. That's a lot. That could be explosive for that second half of Mahomes' career. So I got three first-round tight ends I'm very intrigued by for the Eagles, potentially landing one of these guys. Tyler Ward, my comp's Jeremy Shockey. Colston Loveland, my comp is Jimmy Graham. And, of course, the tight end at LSU, the son of Jason Taylor, the nephew of Zach Thomas. He's got NFL in his veins, an NFL in his mind, NFL in his heart, is Mason Taylor out of LSU. I think he's going to be a good football player, and I think he's a real fit for the Philadelphia Eagles at number 32. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, Crystal YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.